This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's small businesses hurt by COVID-19 are getting a second shot at a lifeline. The president approved $500 billion in additional federal aid today. CPR business reporter Sarah Mulholland has more.
Jimmy Funkhauser owns Feral, an outdoor gear shop in Denver and Idaho Springs. The statewide stay-at-home order shut down both locations, so last month, Funkhauser tried to get a loan of about $20,000 through the Federal Payroll Protection Program, but the fund quickly ran dry.
We now have an application in with, I believe, 7 different financial institutions, and we're just waiting and hoping that at least one of those come through for us.
The country's biggest banks have come under fire for favoring large customers during the first round of loans. Funkhauser has been a Bank of America customer for years. He says he applied for a loan right when the program launched in March. Weeks later, he still didn't have a response. Now he thinks a smaller lender might be a better option.
If anyone other than Bank of America gets us approved, Bank of America will have lost us as a customer. There's absolutely no way around that.
A spokesperson for the bank says it has lots of pending applications and is still accepting new ones. Meanwhile, one community bank in Greenwood Village, south of Denver, shows the demand small businesses have for help right now. Brian Krebs is an executive vice president at InBank. He says his firm has underwritten 331 loans in response to the coronavirus pandemic, backed by the federal government. That would typically take 6 months for InBank to complete.
As bankers, almost had to relearn how to approach lending.
Krepp has loaned to engineering and architect firms and a small taxidermy shop in western Colorado. In total, Colorado businesses got around $7.4 billion in loans from the first phase of the program, according to the Small Business Administration. The federal government has tried to make it harder for big companies to game the system this time around. Funkhauser still doesn't think the fund will last long.
Man, I can't stress that enough for small businesses out there that if they haven't applied or they're thinking about applying to more financial institutions, the moment they turn that switch on, it's going to be a fire hose. The money is going to go fast.
He says he'd use the money to pay employees and hopes small businesses like his could see cash as early as next week. I'm Sarah Mulholland,
CPR News.